The Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph says that the Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos Agadol. The Shulchan Aruch says that the reason for that is because there was a miracle that happened on the Shabbos Agadol, which we commemorate. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph explains that in the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Jews were commanded to take lambs and tie to their bedposts on the 10th of Nisan, which happened to be the Shabbos before Pesach. They were commanded to take these lambs to be slaughtered, and that should have naturally angered the Egyptians because the lamb was a god according to the Egyptian culture, and the miracle was that it did not anger the Egyptians. Therefore, we too celebrate the Shabbos before Pesach as being Shabbos Agadol. The Yabia Omer, Ravad Yosef, and Orach Chaim, Chelek Dalid, Sif Lamites, Os Beis, quotes two other reasons. He says either because the Haftorah of that Shabbos mentions bringing Eliyahu on a great and awesome day, and therefore we refer to that Shabbos by the Haftorah, or because since the custom is to have a drasha on that Shabbos to review the halachas of Pesach, people normally refer to it as a big day, either because large numbers of people gather to hear the drasha, or because there's a large number of halachos that are reviewed. The Ramah says the custom is to recite the Haggadah at Mincha of Shabbos Agadol, and the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis says that's because the miracle started at Mincha of Shabbos Agadol. But the Bir Halacha quotes the Gros, says not to recite the Haggadah at Mincha because the Haggadah specifically says that the Haggadah should not be recited before Pesach. Shulchan Aruch Simen Taf Lamed Aleph Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says that on the night before Pesach, you have to search for chametz with a candle in all the cracks and holes and anywhere that chametz may have been brought. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph says that this should be started as early as possible, even while there's still some light outside, so as not to forget to search. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis explains that there's a requirement to both annul any ownership of chametz, bitul chametz, and to search out and destroy it, bir chametz, because one may annul it and not wholeheartedly annul it, such as if someone owns a very expensive piece of chametz, which one may say in their mouth they're annulling, but in their heart not completely annul it, and therefore they'll come to violate the prohibition of owning chametz on Pesach, and that's why the Chachamim established another requirement to actually destroy the chametz on Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel gives two reasons for searching at night. Either it's because more people are home at night, and therefore it's the better time to establish when people should be searching, or because since we search by the light of a candle, the light of the candle is much brighter at night. The Shevet Alevi, Rav Shmuel Vosner, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Lamed Vav, says that even though the electric lights in the room should be turned off during the checking, if it helps to have them on, then they should be on, because the bottom line principle is that there should be plenty of strong light to check for chametz. Shulchan Aruch Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says that a person shouldn't do any work or eat anything until they check for chametz. A person also shouldn't learn before checking for chametz, even if the person usually has a set time for learning. But if the person started learning before nightfall, they can continue learning. The reason for all these prohibitions is that we worry that a person may come to forget to check for chametz, since they may become too involved in what they're doing. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hay said this prohibition actually starts a half hour before nightfall, so as not to forget to do bedika when nightfall comes. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches says that with regards to Mariv, should one daven Mariv first, or should one do bedika first? If one normally davens with a set minyan, then they should daven first, because it'll be too hard to get everyone back together to daven again after doing bedika. But if one davens on their own, then one should do the bedika first, and then daven afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav points out that when it comes to the eating, there's a similar halacha when it comes to eating for mincha, which the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Lamed Beis prohibits for same reason that we worry that one may become too involved in their eating and forget daven mincha. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah wants to suggest that just like when it comes to the prohibition of eating for mincha, there's an allowance for eating a snack, even if it's a large snack, as long as it's not a set meal, so too one would say that one should be allowed to eat a large snack before doing bedika. A large snack is considered any food that one eats without having to wash. The Bir Halacha, however, says that the two halachas are fundamentally different. When it comes to mincha, or mariv, the zman extends for a long time, and we are simply worried that a person may come to forget to daven mincha, and therefore we prohibit doing anything that may lead them to become too involved. And therefore, a snack, even if it's a large snack, we will not lead a person to become too involved. However, when it comes to bedikas chametz, the zman, the real time for checking for chametz, is actually at the beginning of the night. And therefore, it's not simply that we worry that someone will forget to do the bedikah, but rather we actually want them to do the bedikah at the beginning of the night. Therefore, the Bir Halacha says, even a large snack should be prohibited when it comes to time to do the bedikah, because we want the person to do bedikah as soon as possible. The Magen Avraham, actually, in Sifkan Hey, argues and contends that all these prohibitions are simply because we worry a person may come to forget to do bedikah, and it's not that the time of the bedikah is at the beginning of the night. Rather, the time of the bedikah is the entire night. The Piskei Tshuvas, Sif Katan Zion, says that the difference between the opinion of the Magen Avraham and the opinion of the Mishnah Berura will be whether one could be lenient and be allowed to eat or do other activities if one appointed somebody to remind them to do the checking, to do the bedikah. According to the opinion of the Magen Avraham, where the time for bedikah is actually all night, and we simply worry that a person may come to forget to do the bedikah, therefore, if someone appoints a shomer, someone to watch them, to make sure that they don't forget, one could do something else and then come back to do the bedikah. However, according to the Mishnah Berura, since the main time to do bedikah is at the beginning of the night, even appointing someone to watch you and remind you to do the bedikah would not be enough, and we'd ask you to first do the bedikah and then do your other activities. The Piskei Tshuva says that in a pressing situation, if someone is extremely tired or extremely exhausted, one could rely on the opinion of the Magen Avraham and appoint someone else to watch them and make sure that they do a bedikah and therefore be allowed to eat or do other activities before the bedikah. Shulchan Aruch Taf Lamed Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says that before the bedikah, one should make the bracha of Al Bior Chametz. The Mishnah Berura Sifkan Gimel says the bracha is not Al Bedikas Chametz, because the main thing is not the searching for the chametz, the bedikah, but rather the destroying of it, the bior. The bracha is made on the searching, however, on the night before, because that's the beginning of the process of destroying the chametz. The Mishnah Berura Sifkan Dalad says that if someone did forget to make the bracha on the night of the bedikah, one can make the bracha the next morning when the chametz is being burnt. However, there are opinions that say the bracha was only established to be said at night during the bedikah, and would argue and say that one should not make the bracha the day of the bedikah. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berura says that if one wants to, one can rely on those opinions to be allowed to say the bracha the next day when burning the chametz. The Shulchan Aruch says that one should not talk between the recital of the bracha and during the bedikah until the bedikah is over. And the Mishnah Berura Sifkan Hey says that if one did talk between the bracha and the start of the bedikah, the start of the search, that would be considered a hefsek, that would be considered a break between the bracha and the action and the mitzvah, and one would have to make the bracha over again. However, the Mishnah Berura Sifkan Vav says that if one talked after one started the bedikah, before the bedikah was over, while that is not a preferred thing to do, we would not make that person make the bracha again. The Piskei Tshuva's Sifkan Aleph says that if one went to the bathroom during the bedikah, one would say the Ashi Yatzer, or if one heard someone else recite a bracha during the bedikah, one would answer Amen to their bracha. And that is not considered a hefsek during the actual bedikah. The Be'er Hetev, Sifkan Aleph, asks why there's no Shechianu recited on the search for the chametz, since we normally recite a Shechianu on a mitzvah that's done from year to year. He answers that since the search is for the purpose of the Yom Tov, we therefore rely on the Shechianu made during the Yom Tov. The Prima Gadim Mishpatzo Zav Sivkat and Beis gives another reason that since Shechianu is recited on something which is joyous and gives us much happiness and pleasure, searching for chametz is not a happy or pleasurous action because it may come to a monetary loss. Therefore, it is not proper to recite a Shechianu on the bedikah, the searching of the chametz.